producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. It's the first day of November, so that you know that things are going to be changing relatively quick now. The temperatures are getting cooler, and with the hour change, that extra hour of sleep felt great today. But by 5 o'clock, it's going to be pitch black outside. It was nice and bright when we started the program at 6, but by 5 o'clock, it's going to be dark out. So get your yard work done while you can. And if you have any questions about what you should be doing in your vegetable, flower, around your shrubbery at this time of the year, call us, okay? And we'll work together so that you know what to do. You can get it done before the white stuff arrives. And Daniel is in, and he was telling me in Minnesota, where he lives, they've already seen snow. And to my wife, snow is a four-letter word. She hates it. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Alan from Maine. He's got a question about a Japanese maple.
Okay, Alan, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about a Japanese red maple. I have three of them, and they all came from one tree. In the summer, two of them are quite green and one is bright red. And in the fall, one of them turns beautifully red, and the other two have kind of a yellow tinge to them, and then the leaves drop. Is there anything I can do to improve the redness?
Okay. What you have is a hybrid, and you have a seedling from the red maples. Now, you can buy a Japanese red maple that will stay red all year long. And it's one that is a hybrid. It's been grafted, and it will always have that color. And what they do is they try and collect seeds. And to start new plants, they grow them in the nursery for a period of time, and then they grade them to the amount of red that the plant retains. So sometimes you'll see at a nursery, and they'll have a sale, and you'll get there and you'll say, I can't believe you're selling this Japanese maple for so little money. And they'll say to you, well, it's a seedling, and it may not have the deep red color, but it's still wood. But what happens is, during July and August, when you start to get the heat, the red starts to fade, and it reverts to green. And then in the fall, it will go to red for a short period of time, then yellow, and fall. So what you want is, if you want the red color, You want to buy a named variety and make sure that it's not a seedling. And the seedling, again, is going to be a third or more less money. But you don't continue to have the red foliage. So as far as doing something to prevent it, there really isn't. It's just, it's a seedling, and it doesn't have all of the genes in the plant that keep the foliage red, so that you get red and green. But it's still pretty. It's still oriental looking. But it doesn't have the length of red color on the plant from spring to fall.
Would adding halitone or something like that, is it acid loving?
It is a plant that will do better with some acidic soil. If it's located in the sun, it will retain the red coloration better than if it's getting a half a day of shade. So the shade tends to get rid of the red coloration a little bit quicker than being in full sun.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend. And that was a great question. And, you know, it's I never knew it. Till I started working in the nursery business, and we got in some beautiful Japanese maples. They budded out. They were great color. People went crazy. And then all of a sudden they started coming in with my trees turning green, and did my research, and that's how I learned about seedlings, and they grade them accordingly. And, for example, blue spruce. They're Colorado blue spruce, and they'll collect the cones, get the seeds, plant them in the nursery, let them grow, and some of the seedlings are going to be that beautiful silver blue color. Some of them are going to be paler, and some of them are going to be a blue-green color, and then some are going to be green. They're still Colorado blue spruce, but what they do is they take the deep blue varieties, and they call them a shiner. So they really shine, and they get more money for those. They get a little bit less for some that have a little bit of green in them. And then the ones that are all green, they get a lot less money for those. So they're grown, and you get an assortment of colors. And the more blue, the more expensive it's going to be, because you have fewer of those when you start them by seed. Thank you. Very, very good question. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Cape Cod. She's got a question about overseeding her lawn.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club from beautiful Cape Cod.
I appreciate you answering my question. About a month ago, I know it was a little late, but I had about 20 yards of loam delivered in someone, and I had pearl seed and natural alternative, and then some fast-acting lime put on about, let's say, a 60 by 60 piece of lawn.
Okay.
And it was slow to go, but, you know, it's still warm here. And it went okay for about a week or so, and then we got a huge deluge of rain. So I had some seed left, so I overseeded and put some more natural alternative on, and it's coming up, but then we got another deluge of rain. So I'd say the lawn is about 50% up. Some of the seed washed into what's basically the tree belt, so I've been basically ripping that up and placing it on the lawn as though it's a piece of sod.
Right.
So my question is, next year I was thinking of maybe filling in the spots that aren't probably going to do so well. I know it'll continue to do a little better because it's going to be warmer, and in the spring, some more will probably come up. But my thought is to re-fertilize and reseed over what's there. I don't know if you have any other suggestions.
Yeah, what you could do in early to mid-April, when the weather starts to change and the frost is out of the ground and we're getting some decent weather, then I would take a bamboo rake and gently rake up the area that you seeded, just enough to scratch up the soil without pulling the new seedlings that you got during this fall, and then spreading your grass seed over it. And if you have a roller, roll it to push the seed into the soil. If you don't have a roller, then take your sprinkler and give it a good soaking to push the seed down. And the more it's covered with soil, the better it's going to be. Feed it. And a lot of the seed that didn't come up this year because of the weather and everything else will probably come up next spring. And I've had that happen. I've planted seed in early October. It came up pretty good. But the following year, once I fed it, it really exploded and it thickened right up. So if you've got some seed left, keep it someplace where it's cool. Add it in the spring, feed it, and you're ready to go.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. For more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We got you back. Next up, we've got George from Vermont. He's got a question about how to winterize a rose bush.
Okay, George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good. A little rainy.
Yes.
What should I do? I have a small rose bush. It's probably a foot and a half high. Last year, I think I over fertilized it and kind of almost killed it off, and it's coming back this year, but I'd like to know what to do for the winter for it.
Okay. Number one thing is any of the dead roses, you want to remove just the rose. Don't prune the plant. In the Northeast, where we have colder weather, if you prune a rose in the fall of the year, when it's going dormant, because the plant is going dormant, it's unable to create a callus where you made the cut. And your rose will lose moisture with the wind during the winter time. So you never, ever prune a rose in the fall of the year. Now, after Thanksgiving, what I want you to do is I want you to cover a foot of the rose, and you can build like a teepee or a mound of just soil from your garden, pine bark mulch. If you're going to use pine needles or shredded leaves, then you want to put some branches or something to hold it in place so that the wind doesn't blow it away. And if you want to get more information, I want you to go to my website, and it's paulparent.com. And then I want you to click on Newsletter Archive. And it will take you to Rose from every year, the stories that I've done. And this past week's newsletter gave you a step-by-step of what to do with your roses in the fall of the year. So the other thing you should do also is when you're there, click on newsletter, put your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you'll get a newsletter. And there's no charge. And as I said, one of the stories was how to winterize your roses. And it tells you step by step by step. And it's in the archive on my website under last week's, this past Thursday's newsletter.
Okay. Sounds good. Now,
but
I
don't,
have another. Okay, go ahead.
Don't prune it and don't feed it. Okay, no food.
Yep, sounds good. Another question. I've got a pear tree. I believe it's ambrosia.
Okay.
And it didn't do good. I have that one in a Bartlett, and all of a sudden last year the ambrosia took off. Now it's probably 6 or 7 feet high. And it's got two stalks coming out of the ground about the same size.
Okay.
An inch and a half. And do I need to get rid of one of those?
If they're growing like a V, then you should get rid of one of them so that all the energy goes to the best branch.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patricia from Lowell. She's got a question about what to grow inside during the winter.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your house and what you like, flowering or foliage.
I wonder if there's some kind of food you can grow indoors.
Oh, you can grow a lot of things. One thing that my wife and I do in the fall of the year, we grow herbs during the summer in 6-inch plastic pots, not just a, you know, a cheap plastic, but something that's got that, like a terracotta color.
Uh-huh.
And we grow them on our back deck, and we use them when we barbecue and grill, and then we bring them in for the winter. And we have basil, chives, oregano, mint. I think we got like 8 or 9 different herbs. And then once we get through Christmas, Because at that point, it's just chaos with the shopping and entertaining and decorating and everything else. And once we've put the tree away and cleaned up all the decorations, what you do is you buy some small window boxes, something that's like 18 inches in length, not the big 3 footers, but if you've got big windows, then you can. And in the window boxes, you can plant spinach, you can plant lettuce, and if you buy leaf lettuce, you every time you cut it, a new set of growth will develop. And you can cut leaf lettuce like 3 times so that you've got some fresh greens, spinach, lettuce, collard greens. Now, 1 year I grew peas, and I bought the bush type pea, and it grew about 18 inches tall. And what you have to do is, when it comes in bloom, you get yourself a little artist type paintbrush. And you have to tickle the flowers from one bloom to the next, because there's no bees in your home. And as you move that pollen around, you'll have peas that you can enjoy in about 60 days. So you start them in January, and you know, by the end of February, you've got fresh peas that you can pick. But lettuce does fantastic. All of your herbs do real good. Spinach. And my dad always dug a green pepper plant from the garden in the fall. And he grew a tomato plant in a container. And he would bring it in and put the tomato plant in his TV room and right in front of a window. And it didn't produce too many, but all of the tomatoes that were on there matured and ripened. The peppers continued to come. We would tickle the flowers. And then in the spring, he would take the green pepper plant, knock it out of the pot, plant it right back in the garden, and we had a green pepper plant that was like 3 feet tall, 2 feet wide, and once the season got going, it really took off. So, you know, anything that is a cold weather crop, you can do.
That's interesting. Can I ask you what the temperature has to be in the house?
We kept them in a section of the house that got a lot of sun, but the room itself stayed around 60.
Okay. What if it gets warmer or colder, then what?
If it gets warmer, then it's going to grow faster.
Okay. If it gets colder...
If it gets colder, then it's going to slow down the growth. So what my dad used to do and what we do is we start them in a warm room so that the seeds can germinate. And then as the seeds germinate, they start to make foliage. Then we'll put them like on the windowsill. We have like TV tray tables. And we'll put a TV tray table at each window and put a couple of window boxes on them, and that works out real well.
That sounds really good. Yeah, because you know where your sun comes, what time of day. You could probably move them around too, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. But I'll tell you, the herbs in the middle of winter, when you can pick things like basil and parsley and chives and oregano, and what I do is I'll pick leaves from each of the plants, put them on my cutting board, chop them up as fine as I can get it, and then I'll put a little bit of oil in my salad bowl, and I'll take the herbs and I'll rub them and crush it right into the salad bowl. And it smells so good. And then when you put your lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that, it picks up the flavor of the fresh herbs. And then I'll also sprinkle fresh herbs on top of the salad. Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay, if you're in an apartment and you don't have a lot of access to soil, what kind of soil would you recommend getting?
Well, I'll tell you, to make it easy, I like the lightweight soils, not a bag of, like, dirt-type potting soil.
Okay.
And there's two companies that make the best, and one of them is called Black Gold. And Black Gold is owned by Fafard. And Fafard, in my opinion, is the best dirt potting soil that you can buy. It's made in Canada. They add organic matter, peat moss, compost to it. But it's a heavyweight soil. And it's good for containers.
What kind of bags do those come in?
They come in 10s, 25s, and 50s. And then the other one is a new potting soil made in New Hampshire. It's called Ideal Organic. And both the Black Gold and the Ideal Organic, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and you'll see their logo. You click on it, and it will tell you about their soil. The Ideal Organic is a new company, and they are adding bacteria and microbes to their soil.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you, it is beautiful. The only soil that, in my opinion, I don't like it is the Miracle-Gro, because sometimes some of the batches have more pine bark mulch than they do have peat moss and cocoa fiber and things like that. So I don't use the Miracle-Gro soil. I use the Black Gold or the Ideal Organics. It's a better soil. Seeds start a lot better. It's not as acidic, and I get better results. So that's what I use.
Right. That sounds good to me.
Thank you
so much.
You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Glenn from Vermont. He's got a question about hydrangea and then another question about a weed.
Okay. Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I've heard you talk over the last month or so about not pruning back the hydrangea in the fall and just cutting off the flower, as you mentioned a couple times this morning.
Right.
We have two of them that... This was 2 weeks ago now. We had our first hard frost. The leaves turned brown, almost black. They curled. Cause we've always in the past pruned down the fall. We're not supposed to.
Right.
But now this year we didn't. And is that normal? I mean, they literally overnight just turned brown to black and leaves shriveled right up.
Okay. I pruned mine last week. And I personally like hydrangea. It gives me color during the summer when I'm spending a lot of time outside. The new varieties that they're coming out now are just incredible, with variegated foliage, with different colors, different shapes. And I have 28 different varieties now. The common blue and the common pink ball hydrangea.
Yeah.
I'm looking out the window now, and just like you said, they got a frost, they turn brown, and they're hanging on the plant. The cone-shaped hydrangeas, which are hybrids of the PG hydrangea, which is the original cone. And that's short for Paniculata grandiflora. So I'll stick with PG. Those have lost every bit of their foliage. And the cone-shaped hydrangea, you can prune. Now, there's some in front of my house along a walkway called White Diamond. And I planted it because I wanted a solid hedge. And I haven't pruned them in 3 years. They got to be about 6 feet tall, too tall for me. And last week, I cut the White Diamond, which is a cone, from 6 feet to 3.5 feet. It's going to make it get bushier. It's going to be thicker. It's going to be more productive. And the cones, you can prune in the fall. But the balls, it's in the spring only.
Yeah, they were the pink ball. Both of them had the pink ball.
Okay, so
normal for them to, you know, shrivel and turn gone to black as they have?
Yep. Yep, mine, I'm looking out the window, and there's three of them planted in a group, and they just look like brown, slimy-colored leaves on there, and everything else has come off. They will eventually come off. It's just going to take a little bit more time. But the main thing is don't prune them until the spring. So by the spring, the leaves will be off. And when you see the buds swell and you start to see a little bit of green, you prune above it. Because the balls bloom on the wood made the previous year, not the new growth.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet.
Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her trees and then another question about using pine mulch.
Okay. Patty, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I have nursery put in Pinoki cypress, five of them, little trees.
Yes.
Last fall. And a family member was very sick, and I was doing hospital trips. And he had, part of the deal was he was going to mulch, but he didn't. And by the time the dust settled, we had the big Thanksgiving storm, and some of them did very badly. And he just replaced three of them, but they look pretty sad. And he mulched them with polytone. But I'm wondering whether I'm going to need to chalk that up to a bad experience and start all over again in the spring. I don't know how long would it take for them to recover and come back.
Okay.
One of them, he did fall off and, tied a branch to it to grow straight. I just, they're looking pretty sad.
Okay. The first thing I would do is I would take a picture of them, and I would get in contact with him and tell him that you are not happy with everything that he's done. And for the amount of money that you paid, you are not getting a good return on your investment. And tell him that when spring comes, if there's any more that are dead, you expect them to be replaced at no charge. Because he didn't do it right the first time, he should take care of it and do it correctly. Now, in the meantime, what I want you to do, Hinoki cypress is a needle or partly a broadleaf evergreen. But it is evergreen. It catches the wind, and that can cause dehydration. So what I would do on a day where the temperatures are 50 or above, spray the plant with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and spray all of the foliage, and it will seal all of the pores in the plant, preventing the wind from pulling the moisture out. The other thing that I would do now is I would get a product called Mir Acid. It's from the people that make Miracle Grow, but it's Mir Acid. And in the Mir Acid, there is something called chelated iron. And when you apply iron to the plant, it will help it to turn green in color in just a matter of a few weeks. So you take it, you make a couple of gallons, pour it around the base of the plant, wait a couple of weeks, do it again, and then maybe even a third time. And that should help to green up the plant, which will make it even hardier for the winter.
Oh, great. I did Wilt Proof it last year, but I will do it again, and I hadn't heard about the second one, so that's great.
Yeah, iron, and now some of the nurseries will sell a straight iron fertilizer, and that would be even better. So if you go to like an Agway, a Feed & Grain stores that has a gardening products, or a large garden center, ask them if they have any liquid iron. And you mix it with water, pour it right over the foliage so that it can be absorbed through the foliage as well as through the root system. And that will help to bring back the color and help it to make it hardier so that it can better absorb the rays of the sun during the winter to make energy for that plant.
Okay, so if I did that,
yeah, it doesn't matter. The sooner you can get the iron on the plant, the better. And once you put the Wilt Proof on, it doesn't wash off. It's a product that's either paraffin or pitch from the pine trees that seals the plant, and it will not wash off.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.